Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is day three. They have not kicked us off the air yet. I've managed to not curse, managed to not get an FCC fine yet, so I think that is a huge win for everybody. Welcome to day three. I am so excited to be joined by a very good friend who is a writer, a comedian. He's performed all over the world, and he is also the co-owner of the Laughing Tap Comedy Club in Milwaukee. Yesterday I had Joe Zepecki on, and he wanted to be introduced as one of his many titles was Bearded American, and you put his beard to so much shame.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
I do.
I don't know many people with a beard like yours. If you can watch the live stream, which we have on As Goes Wisconsin, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and you can see Greg Bach's beard, it is something to behold. I will say that.
it's something to hold on to.
That's true. That is also true.
If you're falling from a building, you just hold on to my beard and I will save you.
It's like, is it, we just call you Rapunzel or just Repuns? What's the male version of Rapunzel?
I'll take Rapunzel. I like that. It's the worst rap name ever. Rapunzel is the worst rap name ever.
Little Rapunzel.
Little Rapunzel.
Little Rapunzel. Well, you've also, besides being a comedian, which, you know, we have that in common, although I would not ever say that I've done as much stand-up as you, but I do fancy myself as a somewhat funny person, but you've also dabbled in politics.
Yes, I have.
And campaigns. And so yes, you are not coming totally blind to trying to talk about politics and campaigns with us today. But give a little more background on, besides telling jokes, some of your credentials.
Well, let's see here. I worked in campaigning for a few years. I worked on the Obama election in 2008 as a field organizer in the great city of West Dallas.
Actually, I worked
in West Dallas. I was in charge of TOSA. And yeah, 53.8% of the vote in 2008. Just going to put that out there for Obama. Obama won TOSA. Okay, come on now.
I feel like TOSA is pretty much more blue now. Maybe it wasn't then, but now.
No. In 2000, they won 100% for George.
Wow.
100%. So we took that as a massive, I took that as a massive victory. And with the people I was working with, all the volunteers were great. And then I got into local races, and I was the campaign manager for a mayoral race in Racine, and then started working for the now former mayor, John Dickert, in Racine. And then kind of got out of the game, went into the private sector to make all that big money.
All that big money. Well, cool. So you know a thing or two about, at least especially from your days with Obama. Did you go to the DNC in 2008?
No. I was at the ground here in Milwaukee.
Okay, they didn't ship you out? You had too much work to do in Wisconsin?
I never even got to meet either of them. I got to like take people to like, here, you're going to go meet the Obamas. And they're like, you can't meet them. I'm like, oh. Okay.
You're like, fine. Well, I ask that because there is an update on the battle for who will get the 2024 RNC, Milwaukee or Nashville. Have you been to Nashville?
I have been to Nashville. It is absolutely gorgeous. I am a huge fan of country music, so for me it was like heaven, but it's a very different city than anyone who's lived in Nashville for more than like 10 years. Like, it's nothing like it used to be. And then the people who live there for 20, be like, it's just this ever evolving city. And I'm surprised that Nashville put their name in there. But then again, I mean, I'm surprised Milwaukee put their name in there. But for what we're going to talk about, it makes sense. I shake my fist at the sky.
Yeah. So for the summary of what's evolved so far. So we've had drama in Milwaukee as far as, you know, it's not red, it's not blue, it's green. There's a lot of business owners and tourists like visit Milwaukee. There's a lot of people who really want the RNC to come. There's a lot of people who don't want the RNC to come to Milwaukee. So that has been some drama playing out there. But ultimately, the Common Council voted on the framework to have. They approved it. They approved that the framework that
unanimously.
The RNC, yeah. And at first, they didn't know if there was going to happen. But we voted. It's we're there, right? We put our name in the hat. So Nashville has not voted yet,
no.
And a report by Bill Glauber and Allison Durr over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said that it looks like they may not even have the votes in their, what they call, their common council is called the Metro Council. And so there was one council member saying that he doesn't think there's enough votes to pass it. And the mayor of Nashville said he has basically serious concerns about what resources would be required to host either party's convention. So now there is a chance that the RNC will come to Milwaukee, potentially just by default. Because if Nashville's, their Metro Council doesn't approve it, then we were the only, we're the last man standing, and it just comes here. And thoughts? Thoughts, Greg? I have very mixed feelings on this, but I'm going to let you go first on how you feel about it.
You know what? Honestly, like, as you know, when we were talking about this the other day, yesterday, I mean, I was like breathing fire about it, but like then that like rational side of me that also have worked in city government and knows what an event like this will bring. It's like, I don't want it. I don't want it there. And honestly, here's like, for me, the biggest thought about this, and someone mentioned in the articles, it's about the safety of the individuals who are a part of this party now, who tend to take the spotlight. The, you know, we're not just getting a bunch of people in stuffy suits like deciding who their nominee is going to be. It's people could be in the streets and doing terrible things, and I don't know, like, I don't want that, but I do. I mean, like $200 million, that could be great for Milwaukee. That will be great for Milwaukee. I did notice that only the city itself would get $6 million itself. I'm like, that seems like a very low price.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of research done, whether it's the Olympics or big national conventions like this, that the amount of resources put in and what the city, the government itself, like the city government gets back, is not. It either is a wash or sometimes they even lose money. But who will benefit is all the businesses downtown. So like, I know this firsthand because when the DNC was supposed to come here, my fiance, he has a co-working space, right? And like, it was completely like he overpriced it and it was completely booked. And like his friends who have, or his, you know, colleagues who have different bars that were totally rented out for events or parties or whatever. And so I think the individual business owners and like, absolutely stand to gain a lot because of the demand and proximity in downtown to where everything's going to be happening. So I don't think it's, when people say that it could be a wash and how much money will we actually get, I do think there's credibility for that for the actual city. And like, as we are facing a cliff of for the city budget and how much like trouble we're in, I don't know if this is the solve for that, especially because we don't have a city sales tax. But it kind of comes down to what it seems like is there's an, I think you're right. I think there's a safety concern in these times of political, violence, I guess, is the extremes on both sides. I think not to play the both sides cards, but I think there's going to be enough people who are really angry that the RNC is here that I think there will be a lot of protests. As we've seen, people driving through protesters during Roe v. Wade, and images of that popping up, the idea that someone might run over a protester, or, you know, there's just, I think there's a chaos security issue. And then I think that there's just the people who feel like this state, parts of this state, I can't use that word, denigrate Milwaukee. They spend a lot of time complaining about Milwaukee and actually making legislation that makes it harder for Milwaukee to thrive. And so how do you, that's a good, how do you justify a party that's basically been trying to cancel Milwaukee votes from 2020 for the last 2 years and then be like, but come to our city, you know? So I think it's very much an ideological, like, how do we, is it worth it? Like, is the money worth it? And I'm torn. I'll be honest. I'm torn.
I think that, you know, for the Dems who are sitting in the common council and for the mayor himself, I think they look at this more of, look, you'll use us, we'll use you. Because one of the other things those articles discussed was the fact that you can use that RNC location as a way of getting other events here, whether it's an all-star game. I mean, Last time we had an all-star game here in Milwaukee, didn't go so well for us. Beer bottles everywhere. People were very upset.
When was that?
It was like 2001, I believe. It was, we had just built the stadium and they had the all-star game and they called it a tie. This is back before my baseball days, but I remember, I believe it was called it a tie. And then people were very upset.
A basketball game?
No, baseball.
Oh, I thought, I was like, what are we, the, I thought you meant the NBA.
There are other sports besides basketball, Kristen.
I misheard you. I was like, wait, when did we, okay, keep going.
Yeah. So, I mean, they can use that to their advantage to get other things here. The other thing too is, you know, when we were looking at, you know, I'm sure this was probably spurred on by the original intent of Chicago to try to get the Olympics there. But when the DNC, when we were trying our hardest to get the DNC, we were like, yes, we'll build hotels. We'll build anything you want. We'll do whatever you want, you know? And it's sort of that, it goes back to what you were saying. It's how much do we have to do for you? And at the end of the day, then we got empty hotels and not being, I mean, and we saw that very much so, the fact, I mean, like those, some of those hotels were built real fast.
Yeah. Well, and like potentially, I don't know the actual logistics of what would have gone into it, but was there no ability on the side of the Bucks who, because the DNC owed them money, to negotiate with them and say, you have to come back in 2024. But instead, no, they got their money. They got their, yeah, you know, they instead of using that negotiating chip, they were like, well, we'll take your money. And if you don't come back to Wisconsin in 2018 or 2024, that's fine. And so, so I don't know. I guess we'll find out, but it's looking more likely than it, I think it did a couple weeks ago. But what do you think? As a listener, as a southeastern Milwaukeean who is potentially listening to this right now or is listening to this right now, give us a call. Should Milwaukee host the RNC? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we'll be back after the break.
Which is Algonquin for the good land.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?